I'm trying something different. Let's try this. And then we'll try this. Hello? Testing. Hello?
Okay.
Cheryl?
Excuse me?
I'm recording and you're on a conference call.
With whom?
Me and you. That's the conference call. And it's just a short program. What I'm doing, something is different. I'm talking on the iPod, but I'm recording on the computer with a conference
call. I'm sure that's going to sound great.
Yeah, but I'm just dutying, that's all. I just thought I'd do a quick duty.
Who am I on the conference call with?
It's just me and you, I swear to God.
Oh.
And
why'd you say conference call?
Because that's what it says on my iPod. It says conference call because there's three parties.
How is it working real good?
I'm at my house. They started the flooring. I posted it on my switchboard.
Sure. So have you seen Bristle today?
Bristle Fanny? No, I looked for him, though. I was trying to get a date with Andy, not with him for Andy. I mean, with Andy for him. Well, you know what I mean.
With him?
With Andy Melton, because he's fat.
Oh, I thought she didn't exist anymore.
Andy Melton blocked me on Skype. Did you know that?
He said he didn't.
Oh, well, yeah, it's a great big lie.
I thought his name is Sofa Better Declan.
Declan? I think it's more like Davenport, which is this kind of sofa.
Okay. Velour.
Velour?
Ultra suede.
Is there a velour fatty?
Suede fatty.
Suede fatty, that sounds
good. Morker fatty.
That would be a black.
That's when the fatty is in blackface with a morker.
I told this lesbian, I met a lesbian, a fellow lesbian at the coffee shop, around my age, maybe a little younger. She asked about my program, and she writes erotica, lesbian erotica. So I said, oh, you got to hear my program. I said, now I do make fun of our people. Sometimes I talk about the food allergies and how we like lavender plants. But she said, oh, so I'll be offended. I said, most likely. And she ate my pussy. I don't think I got a duty. I thought I had a duty.
Honey, you're going to get another hemorrhoid. You know what I watched this morning while I was eating breakfast?
What did you watch this morning while you were eating breakfast?
There was somebody direct messaged me on Twitter and sent me a link to a video from the Howard Stern show of them judging the world's largest hemorrhoid.
Oh, God. Ugh.
It was disgusting. They showed the roids of six people.
Oh, my God.
And they were huge, like a fist, as big as your fist, just resting on the inside of the crack.
Well, you know when they're that,
all bloody
that big,
and looking
they...
like a pair of lips.
When
it
they're that
very
big, they
gritty.
Can kill you, you know.
It looked like a pair of human lips.
Did he ask why didn't they take a sitz bath?
Mm-hmm. Well, you said, why are you wiping so hard? Why are you sitting on the toilet so long?
Mm-hmm. Actually, Howard Stern is how I learned how to duty properly, because in his book he talks about how you should never push when you're dutying.
That's right. And so is that what happened with you and how you got your real AD?
No, that was pumpkin pie, honey. I ate a whole pumpkin
pie. Pumpkin pie don't give you no ruling.
It do when you eat a whole one and you're holding a camera on your head all night during elections.
Okay.
I think
and
it's
going to
come out soon. I'm not pushing. Does it sound like I'm pushing? It's just going to start coming out of me.
It's because you're sitting on the toilet too long. And your anus is distended.
Well, what else is new on AIDS? AIDS lips.
Is your floor in?
Well, they just started it. If you go to yeastradio.com, I mean,
are you staying there now?
No, they won't be done until at least Friday. Flickr.com/yeastradio. Go look. Go look, Cheryl. Go look. Hang on, I got to push this thing on out of me. It's not coming. It will, but oh, I think it might be coming. Are you looking at the picture?
Hold on.
Okay, I think it's coming out, Cheryl. Oh, yeah, it's crowning. Hold on. Oh, it's coming out of me now.
That's a very dark floor.
Hold on. Ugh. Oh, it done came out. It done fell out.
Devil.
Yeah, it's dark.
How come you got such a dark floor for a racist person? That's very dark.
I like it. I think it looks good. I have a lot of light in my apartment, and I just think it looks good with the white walls.
That's nice. I'm sure it'll look beautiful, mate.
Yeah, it won't look as good.
Especially with all your clutter on top of it.
There's no more clutter. We're done with that. We threw it
sure
out.
Sure, you'll return the clutter, mate.
Hey, don't be a fucking N-word fucking whore, or I'll kill you.
Ooh.
Don't project
ooh, I like
negativity.
This.
I'm going to sell the house because there's no way. I'm not worried about the clutter. It's just that, you know, we read the instructions to the floor. There's no way on earth I can keep that way.
Oh, sure.
I mean, really.
Sure.
I mean, now it's the floor.
Please believe me. It doesn't matter.
Stop it. Oh, you know what? I'm working on this website for...
Don't worry about it.
What?
I'm working on a website for an AIDS doctor, and he gave me some question and answer, and I wanted to read you one of them. It's for real. It's about what you do when you have pain, and one is about rectal pain and the other is about PrEP. You want me to read them?
Yes, Nate.
Okay, I'm going to flush the toilet. It was a clean wiping, Cheryl. Really clean. Hodoon.
No black.
Hodoon. We got to wipe from the herns, and we're going to go over to the corn pooters and get all black about it. Hodoon. Gonna get all black about it, Cheryl. Gonna get all.
I hear an echo. I don't like it.
All right, hold on. Hold on. Okay.
This is the lesbian. Okay.
I'm gonna
hang up
the phone.
You hear?
You hear?
Okay.
Hold on.
Do you hear me now, Railch?
Yes. Yeah,
oh, wait. One sex cunt. Hold on. I gotta switch to the headphone. You hear me now?
Yes.
All right. We're still recording.
Now, honey,
what, Lapsy?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm going to find this business. So guess, yeah. Oh, my God, Coco Porn is still on the screen. Oh, I hope the painters didn't see that. Coco Porn. You know what I woke up to? I've been saying to my sisters, I wake up with a knock on my door at 7 o'clock in the morning. Auntie Madge, Auntie Madge, wake up. Wake up, Auntie Madge. Wake up, wake up. I said, my God, all right. So I get up. I put my vagina under wraps because it was out airing out, you know. Don't want a little girl to see that vagina. It'd be bad enough for the little boy.
It'd be like seeing Grammy's vagina.
So she comes in. She says, we're going to play a game, Auntie Madge. I'm like, at 7 in the morning? Yes. So she brings in the game of Sorry, the board game, or Sorry.
Sorry.
And she puts it on my bed, and she puts out all the pieces. She said, okay, we're going to have four players. I'm going to play, you're going to play, and then we have my this giant snail baby and some sort of a sea cucumber thing. And we had to play this fucking game at 7 o'clock in the morning. Of course, she won. Isn't that funny how that works? All right.
You're retarded.
Yeah, you got that right, inward friend. Okay. My inward friend. Inward friend.
Okay.
Thank God I don't have to do Rachel tonight. She canceled.
But that's really too bad.
We did a tooth pull of a show yesterday with Eat the Sot Show, but she hasn't posted it yet.
Why? Is it a tooth pull? Is she still mad at you?
She's PA-ing. Passive aggressing. I don't know what's up with her. I don't know what the big deal is.
And how did Wanda react to that?
Wanda reacted by making up a terrible name for the bus. Which is... So, don't even ask.
But I gotta know. I thought you told us last time.
The
EPH?
Yeah. The subject is anal pain during intercourse. Question. My ass hurts when I try to bottom during sex. Is there something I can do to make it more comfortable? Answer. Sometimes pain is due to not enough relaxation. Some people use poppers for this, which relaxes the anal sphincter.
What?
Also, this is a doctor. Also, proper lubricant is also helpful. Perhaps a routine visit to the doctor, hopefully gay-friendly, would be worthwhile to check for a possible infection or swelling of hemorrhoids, which can easily be treated.
Wait a minute. Back to the paupers. What kind of doctor would advocate that?
His name is Dr. Dan
Berger. Right.
His name is Dr. Dan Berger. I mean, I can give you his name because it's going to be on the website, so it's public.
That's really fucked up. But anyway, go ahead.
But you have to be realistic, I suppose. Now I'm going to have to start all over again, you goddamn dirty dyke. Okay. Sometimes pain is due to not enough relaxation. Some people use poppers for this, which is perfectly normal and relaxes the anal sphincter. Please remember, proper lubricant is also helpful. Perhaps a routine visit to the doctor, hopefully gay-friendly, would be worthwhile to check for a possible infection or swelling of hemorrhoids, which is perfectly normal and can be easily treated. Finally, some people practice on themselves with either a dildo or other devices so that they can learn how to relax and train themselves to improve their experience. Sounds very Listwood, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
I put in the perfectly normals, though.
Maybe you have an anal abscess. I think that's what I have, but it's in my ass cut. Anal abscess.
Anal abscess?
Fecal incontinent.
Fecal incontinent anal abscess?
Yes.
Should I make the computer read it one last time, or no?
No. Let's hear the next one, abscess.
Okay, the next one is a lot longer. And I'll have
right.
I'll let the computer read the question. I'll read the answer. Dr. Listwood will help. I wish they had a Listwood on the Macintosh, a Listwood voice. Wouldn't that be nice?
Please give him...
Shut up.
Please try...
Wait, perfectly normal all the time. Hold on, Cher. Do you hear the beeps?
Excuse me?
Do you hear the beeps? No.
No.
Oh, hold on, I got to figure out why this ain't working. Should be working.
Max blood throw.
Oh, here. Now you hear it. Yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Please don't speak, Cheryl.
I was having sex with a friend, and I was the bottom. After he ejaculated, we noticed that the condom had slipped off sometime during sex. He is HIV positive. What should I do?
Firstly, it would be a good idea to contact your doctor. Hopefully, he is aware, knowledgeable, and open to administering PEP or trying to prevent you from becoming HIV positive. The treatment for prevention, called PEP or post-exposure prophylaxis, is an actual version of the HIV drug cocktail that is administered to an HIV-negative person in just your situation. The treatment needs to be taken for 1 month. If a person...
1 month?
Yeah. If a person in the position of... Unless your name is PrEP, in which case you take it for 3 years. If a person in the position of having been put at risk for possible new HIV infection, the infection can be prevented. The virus itself has a short lifespan. And if meds are on board early enough, we can halt its replication and eventually prevent it from gaining a foothold on the body. In other words,
wait a minute.
Can I finish reading this Christing thing?
Has this been even proven? No.
Yes, it is. This has research. This is PEP, not PrEP. This is all true.
Okay.
In other words, we're thwarting HIV's entrance into the lymph node or other organ system from the blood and the rest of the virus that's in the blood eventually gets depleted by the cocktail medication. The time to start PEP is within 72 hours of exposure, but the earlier the better. At North Star Healthcare, we always have a supply. Oh, no.
Wow. That just sounds like a place for Cheryl.
Oh, no. At North Star Healthcare, we always have a supply of extra HIV medications that are used for this purpose, so that the HIV-negative individuals in this situation do not have to pay out of pocket for the $1,000 a month worth of medication or alert their insurance company.
Wait a minute. So you can get it for free there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so... I'm going to give them some money.
While being on PEP, we do important monitoring during the 4 weeks of treatment. to ensure safety and combat possible side effects. It is also necessary to perform a routine HIV screening test prior to treatment. At North Star, we have available a free anonymous HIV test that is performed from the saliva or blood that provides the results within 20 minutes. While considering the HIV testing, it is a good idea to test for syphilis and hepatitis, which all sexually gay men should have done 3 to 4 times
sexually
yearly.
Sexually gay?
Yes.
It doesn't say sexually active gay man, just sexually gay.
Did I say sexually gay? Wait, let me see.
Yes.
Oh, you're right. It says sexually gay, yes.
It okay. does say that.
Okay, now hold on. One moment, please.
My ass hurts when I try to bottom during sex. Is there something I can do to make it more comfortable?
One more here.
My ass hurts when I try to bottom during sex. My ass hurts when I... My ass hurts. My ass hurts when I try to bottom during sex.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Anal sphinct.
Oh.
Anal sphincter. Anal sphincter. Hemorrhoids.
Did you finish reading it?
Yeah, it's done. Was it not long enough?
No, that was very interesting. I mean, considering that Prep was paying so much for his medicine, why don't he go there and get a free supply?
I don't know, but see, that PEP... But see, wait a second, though. We're talking about two different things. What Prep was on is Prep, which is not scientifically proven. And it is not what this was talking about. This is talking, and you can't, he's taking it basically, or he was taking it like forever. Now, since we humiliated on the program, I'm happy to announce he has stopped his sexual behavior.
Have you seen her?
Yeah, I just talked to her today. I haven't seen her. I'm going to see her tomorrow. Has stopped her sexual behavior, has been without sex for 18 days, and has stopped taking the PrEP.
18 days?
Yeah. So, Cheryl, this is an important point for us and Andy Melton.
She relapsed?
No, she did not relapse. It's been 18 days.
It was longer than 18 days.
Well, right, yes, she did have a relapse during, yeah, of course, but let's not focus on that.
Okay,
but it's been 18 days. So the important point for you, for me, for Andy Melton, is that ridicule helps, Cheryl. Him being publicly...
I don't want to get into this because I don't want to be...
Shut up. Don't be a...
Lapse.
Don't be a pussy.
Escape prolapse.
When we make fun of people all the time, please don't make fun of him at this time, and you publicly humiliate people... Oh.
Is that your food?
Can you hold on a sec? Okay, we're back. I erased that part. I didn't want to risk having a vaginal inflammation of the cunt.
Okay.
So my dinner
clean
got
it, clean it.
My dinner's pushed back to 8, which means I have more time. I still have to sit in this fakakta house masturbating my clit.
Are there any children around?
No, I'm at my house.
Oh, I thought you were staying with your sister.
Yeah, but I had to come and check the house.
Okay.
And get a change of clothes for my layups. You know the business.
Oh, that's a new thing.
You know the routine.
You layups. Changing your clothes.
Excuse me, Lipsy?
You don't usually change your clothes.
Oh, well, yes, I do. I don't always... Well, I mean, yeah.
Sometimes you smell like the B.O. and you smell like Lips.
Well, when I do shows, I always wear the same two outfits, the purple or the flowers, but...
If somebody bought you a new outfit, would you wear it?
Absolutely not. I have plenty of outfits. I just don't wear them. I like the purple and I like the flowers, and that's all, and you can deal with it.
But what if somebody bought you a purple one with flowers?
I already have a purple one.
It's really ugly.
It would have to be extremely ugly and have pictures of black women on it, like the one I already have, and I might wear it. But I
what pictures of black women?
What I really need is a new bra, because I'm still using the one that belongs to a certain chinless person's mother, and that has never been washed. And that has never been washed in 4 years.
How large?
42D.
But
I guess that's TMI.
I mean,
huh?
I don't know how bras work because I don't wear one. My yams are real. Hello.
Hold on one moment, please. Oh, one moment, please. I got a phone call. Hello. Hello. Hey. Oh, no, I didn't come. I mean, if you're there, I can come. But I'm at home. I'm like 15, 20 minutes away from there. Okay, cool. All right, I'm just wrapping up with Cheryl and then I'll be over. She's dirty. Okay, bye. That was crazy.
Better rate that one because that could be your
no point. No, that's okay. That one, he's the one with the bunny.
I love Chris.
Chris. Oh, my nephew. He loved Chris, too. He's his new best friend.
And I wonder why.
My niece said, so are you going to... I think I told you that, didn't I?
I think so. I don't know.
He said, so what are you going to do, marry him?
Honey. What? Honey.
What Nadula lips? About? Nade's lips.
What were you talking about?
Your pro lips. Your,
really?
Your lips.
They're huge. They're measured them yesterday. I've stretched them to 12 inches now. They hang down to my knees. All I was saying, now, I don't understand how bras work. Is it, if you're an obese woman and you wear a 42, D is it?
Uh-huh. D.
You get it larger so that it goes around you. Because, I mean, otherwise it's going to cut off your circulation.
What are you talking about?
If you're a large woman...
That's what the size is for. The 42 is the number of inches around the chest, and the D is the size of the boob aids.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
See, I don't need to worry about that, because my yams are so small.
What do you wear? A sport bra? Bra?
Well, I'm going to, like, the Wand of Wisdom, and I don't wear a bra.
Yeah, but Wand of Wisdom is a man.
Oh. Well, the point is just this. Why don't like to wear a bra?
Brower, Cheryl. Brower.
Brower. Because I like my jewelry.
Brower.
Because I have one of my nipples pierced, and I like it to show through my sheer shirt. Well, I got that pierced, too. You can't see it, though. You know, it's under my hood.
Your clitoral hood? Hood?
Hood.
Hood.
You want to my hood?
Hood.
No, honey.
Yeah.
You going to Creance's?
Yeah, I got to go because she's waiting for me at the coffee shop.
Okay, well, enjoy yourself.
All right, thanks for listening to me, duty, Nades. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.